Chapter 16. Stupid. Elegant. Skinny. Odd. Extravagant. These words all share something. Something you're not expecting. If you can figure it out, I'll give you a cookie. Answer is at the beginning of the next chapter. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with the meaning of the word awful.
No!
I said, watching as the Mokian tumbled to the ground, dropping his bear and rolling to a stop. The librarians rushed up behind him, surrounding him, then prodding him with their rifles. He was out cold. Just like that, the plan fell apart. Another robot dropped as one of the three remaining runners hit their target. Another soon followed, leaving only two robots up. But that was enough. Another rock fell, and a chunk of glass nearby cracked free. I looked up. There were so many cracks in the dome that I could barely see the sky. I guess one more rock will drop it, Mink the advisor said from beside me. Two at the most. We can't let that happen, I said. The two remaining robots were lifting arms to throw. Another of the runners fell. One that had already destroyed her robot. Blasted in the side by librarians. Guns were firing all over now, flashing in the night like the lights of some insane disco. I guess the librarians finally realized what we were doing. At first, they likely thought we were just trying to get messengers out. A Mokian still ran for one of the remaining robots. Gun blasts fell around him. Run, I said, focusing on him, giving him strength, speed, jumping ability, everything I'd leech out of myself. He dodged about on fleet feet, inhumanly fast. But a contingent of librarian riflemen set up just beside him.
No!
I screamed even louder, letting out a jolt of something through my lenses. I could almost see it. A black arrow that streaked through the air, striking the Mokian. The librarians pulled triggers, and their guns exploded. I froze, shocked as the Mokian runner leaped one final bound over a fallen log, then threw his bear. It smacked into the robot's leg, exploding. The robot tried to throw its boulder, but didn't have the leverage, and the stone fell to the ground out of its grasp. The robot followed, crashing to the ground. The Mokian skidded to the ground, and a librarian shot him a moment later, knocking him out. That was my talent, I realized. For a brief moment, I used the lenses to grant that runner my talent. It broke the guns when they tried to fire on him. The last remaining robot tossed its boulder. We all held our breath as it flew, then smashed into the dome, crashing through it completely and falling into the city. Shards of glass rained down on us. It left a gaping hole in the roof. Outside, the librarians cheered. Behind them, I noticed three scrambling forms congregating. Kaz had met up with the two remaining Mokian runners. Kaz hesitated just briefly, but obviously realized that he couldn't wait any longer. A librarian's rifle shot hit the ground next to them, spraying up dirt and smoke, giving Kaz the moment of disorientation he needed to engage his talent. As the smoke passed, the three of them were gone, carried to safety. The last robot leaned down to get another boulder. The hole in the ceiling was bad enough. This final boulder would shatter the dome entirely. Around me, the Mokians hushed as the final robot raised the enormous rock. The librarians below lined up, moving back into their attack lines, preparing to assault Tuki Tuki. My eyes caught something. Motion. There, rushing across the ground behind the librarian lines, was a small, determined figure with silver hair. Bastille. There was still hope. The Mokians noticed her, pointing. Bastille. Belligerent Bastille had ignored safety, choosing to run for that last robot instead of trying to get to Kaz. She charged with sword strapped to her back, warrior's lenses on, dashing with Kristen speed through, around, and sometimes over confused librarian soldiers.
She's not going to make it, Aluki said softly.
The robot raised its boulder. It's too late. He was right. That robot would throw before Bastille arrived. She needs more time. I need to get down there. My heart beating quickly, I moved by instinct, shoving my way through the Mokians and rushing down the steps to the ground. I ran up to the gate out of the city. "Open the gate!" I cried. The guards looked at me, dumbfounded. I didn't have time to argue, so I brushed past them and slammed my hands against the gate, sending my talent into it. The bar holding the gate closed, shattered into about a billion splinters, the force of the explosion sending the gate swinging open. I rushed out the door and realized something important. Something life-changing. Something amazing. I needed a battle cry.
"Rutabaga!"
I screamed. It's the first thing that came to mind, I'm afraid. Anyway, I dashed out across the grassy ground, running to the edge of the glass dome. Outside, the robot snapped its massive arms forward, launching the boulder. I came right to the glass of the protective shield. Taking a deep breath, I placed my hands against it and sent a surge of power into it. The dome in front of me let out a wave of light, a ripple of energy. I closed my eyes, holding my hands to the smooth surface, power surging through me like luminescent blood pumping into the glass. For a moment, I felt like I was the glass dome protecting the city. I strengthened the dome, giving it an extra boost, like I'd done with the transporter's glass months before. The rock hit. And it bounced off. The dome unharmed. I opened my eyes to find the entire thing glowing with a brilliant, beautiful light. Power was flowing through me at an alarming rate. It seemed to be towing bits of me along with it. My strength. My soul, even. I could feel the talent coiled inside, wanting to snap forth and destroy the very thing I was trying to protect. I had to forcibly hold it back. At no point in my life up to this moment had my dual nature, Oculator and Smedri, been so pointedly manifest to me. In one hand, I held the power to save Mokia, and in the other hand, the power to destroy it. I forced myself to release the glass, stumbling backward, exhausted and drained. I felt like I'd just run a marathon while carrying Atlas on my shoulders. And boy, that guy's gained weight over the years. Due to all those new stars we've discovered in the sky, you see. I fell backward to the ground, exhausted, Mokian swarming around me. I waved them away, letting Aluki help me back to my feet. The robot was getting another boulder. Where was Bastille? She'd been caught by a large group of librarians. She fought desperately, waving her sword around her, fending off the soldiers. She seemed to glance in our direction. Then she turned, pulling a bear from her backpack and snapping it into the air. The maneuver exposed her back to the librarians. "Bastille!" I said, raising a hand. I tried to send her strength through the bestower's lenses, but I was too weak. A dozen different shots from librarian guns hit her at once. Bastille dropped. The bear soared. I held my breath as the robot raised its rock. I didn't have the strength to protect the city again. And the bear hit dead on. A large section of the robot's leg vaporized and it teetered, then toppled to the side, dropping its rock. Around me, the Mokians let out relieved breaths. I wasn't paying attention. I was just looking at Bastille, lying unconscious on the ground. The librarians were raising their guns in excitement, as if they'd just felled some fearsome beast. Which I guess they had. The librarians pulled Bastille's jacket off of her and began shooting it over and over with their guns. That confused me until I realized they must have recognized it as Glassweave. These soldiers belonged to the Order of the Shattered Lens, and they hated glass of all types. They took off her lenses and shot those a few times, too. Of course, their hatred of glass didn't explain why they felt the need to start kicking Bastille in the stomach as she lay there unconscious. I watched, teeth clenched tightly, seething hatred and anger as they beat on Bastille for a few minutes. I almost ran right out there to go for her, but Aluki caught my arm. We both knew that there was no good in it. I'd just get myself captured, too. The librarians then picked her up and hauled her away as a prize of war. It was a special victory for them, catching a knight of Crystallia. They took her to a tent at the back of the battlefield, where they stored all of the important captives they put into comas. I felt a coward for having let her go out there without me, and for not going to get her back when she fell.
Your Majesty, Aluki said to me.
The Mokians around me had grown quiet. They seemed to be able to sense my mood. Perhaps it was because I was unconsciously causing the ground around me to crack and break. I was alone. No Grandpa, no Bastille, no Kaz. Sure, I had Aluki and his soldiers, not to mention 80 back in the city. But for the first time in a long while, I felt alone, without guidance. At this point, you're probably expecting me to say something bitter, something like, I never should have become so dependent on others. That only set me up to fail. Or maybe, losing Bastille was inevitable after I was put in charge. I should never have taken the kingship. Or maybe you want me to say, help, there was a snake eating my toes and I forgot to take the jelly out of the oven. If so, I can't believe you wanted me to say that. You're a sick, sick person. I mean, what does that even mean? Weirdo. Anyway, I will say none of those things here. The fact that you were expecting them means I've trained you well enough. Now, excuse me while I fetch my snake repellent.
Are you all right, Your Majesty?
Aluki asked again, timid.
We will win this battle, I said.
I felt a strange sense of determination, shoving away my feelings of shame and loss. And we will get the antidote. We no longer have an option in this regard. I turned to regard the soldiers. We will find a way to get Bastille out, and then wake her up. I am not going to fail her. Solemnly, the soldiers nodded. Oddly, in that moment, I finally felt like a Smedri. Maybe even a king, for the first time. The city is protected for the time being, I said, though we still have to worry about the tunnels. I want people back to their posts, watching the city for librarian incursions. We're going to last. We're going to win. I vow it.
Your Majesty, Aluki said, nodding upward.
They knocked a hole in the dome. They'll find a way to exploit that.
I know, I said. We'll deal with that when it happens. Have someone watch to see what the librarians do next.
Ask my advisors if they can think of any way to patch that hole.
Yes, Your Majesty, Aluki said.
What will you be doing?
I took a deep breath. It's time to confront my mother.